North Korea is preparing to observe the anniversary of the death of Kim Jong-un's grandmother, as world leaders increase criticism of the country's missile and nuclear test program. Kim Jong-suk was the grandmother of the North Korean leader. A popular figure in North Korea, she was the first wife of the country's founding leader, Kim Il-sung. He ruled for more than 45 years until his death in 1994. Then the son of Kim Il-sung and Kim Jong-suk, Kim Jong-il, came to power. He ruled until his death in 2011. At that time, his son, Kim Jong-un, became leader. He has ruled North Korea ever since. Major observances are planned to mark the September 22nd anniversary, according to sources who spoke to Radio Free Asia. North Korea began to emphasize the role of Kim Jong-suk after last year's 7th Congress of the ruling Korean Workers' Party, a source said. At one event on August 15th, she was called the mother of the revolution, the source added. Flowers from Kim Jong-un will be placed on a statue of Kim Jong-suk at her birthplace in North Hamgyong Province, said another source. The celebrations will be a way for officials to emphasize Kim Jong-un's direct blood ties to North Korea's founding couple. According to another source, in North Hamgyong Province, the observances under former leader Kim Jong-il were handled more quietly. But this has become a more important event now that Kim Jong-un is in charge, the source said. The observances come as the international community attempts to put more pressure on North Korea to end its nuclear weapons program. North Korea has a history of marking anniversaries with nuclear and missile tests. The country tested its 5th nuclear device on the anniversary of its founding last year. More recently, it tested its 6th nuclear device and several missiles. Earlier this week, U.S. President Donald Trump used powerful language to warn North Korea. In a speech to the United Nations General Assembly Tuesday, Trump said that if the U.S. is threatened, in his words, we will have no choice but to totally destroy North Korea. He also called Kim Rocket Man, saying he seemed to be on a suicide mission. On Thursday, Trump signed an executive order permitting the U.S. to sanction individual companies and institutions that do business with North Korea. He announced the action during a working lunch with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and South Korean President Moon Jae-in. Speaking to the UN General Assembly Thursday, Moon said he approved of sanctions being placed on North Korea to help resolve the nuclear conflict. But he urged North Korea to agree to hold talks on the issue to prevent a possible conflict. Although South Korea is backing sanctions against North Korea, it also decided to move forward with a planned aid package worth $8 million to its communist neighbor. I'm Katie Weaver.
更多听力，请访问51voa.com。